Where's Shruli? Shruli should be here, no? Okay, great. It's just how you doing, Josh? You the Pinsker?
Rebbe, I'm recording over here, so we're good.
Huh. All right. Oh, yeah, and also put it on the recording from the Zoom.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Yeah, it's probably better quality. Both. Okay, ready? Okay, good to see everybody. It's really good to see you. You ready to go? It's recording, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's great to see everyone. Hope everyone had a good job as Shuva. And we got to go Vaitan. With these different interruptions, we got to just make sure we chazer. Okay? So keep the continuity going and make sure we remember. Okay, Azriel, you with us? Okay, good. Let's see the picture. Everyone got your Gemara? Benji, good to see you. I was Shabbos Shuva, Silver Spring was good. Okay. Here we go. Josh in St. Louis, you all right? Okay, here we go. Boca Raton, Florida, all over the country. Okay. We had in the Mishnah the requirement of partners to make a wall. Shutfin Shirotza Lasos Mechitze, Mechotzer, Rabonis, Akosel, Bemsen. And the Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara, picked up by saying, well, Sabrua, what does the word of the Mechitza mean? So the Gemara said, Guda. And how did the Gemara corroborate that the word Mechitza meant Guda? Switch to a different topic in Shas. And a lot of times the Gemara does that. We switch topics. We're talking about partnerships to build a wall. And then all of a sudden, we go to a completely different topic called Kilayim. And the whole reason for that was just to corroborate that the word Guda means Mechitza. And it does. As it says, Kidisani. Sabru amai mechitza guda. Kidisani mechitza sakarim shenifritza. Omra lo gedor. If you have a man that has a vineyard and you have another man that has a wheat field next to it, wheat field is usually a classic example. Omra lo gedor. We tell him put up a fence. Cause if it breaks open, venifritza omra lo gedor. If it breaks open, we tell abalakarim also put up a fence. Then the Gemara continues on Amud Beis. Nisiyai shenben. If the Baal HaKerem says, I've had enough of that, and the Yehush we always learn is a din in Cheshen Mishpun, you lose an object in your Yehush. You, Rashi always teaches, like you showed the spirit, Rashi and Bob Metzia. I'm sorry, Rashi and Bob Metzia, Eva Metzia, second parent, always says Yehush, Hefker, Hefker, Hefker. There are differences in Yehush and Hefker, but that's not our topic now. But Rashi always teaches in Eva Metzia's Yehush, Hefker, Hefker, Hefker. The question is what Rashi's driving at, but, and there are differences in Yehush and Hefker, don't get me wrong, but the guy's already, he's at it, he's done, he's out, he's Nishiyai Shemenu, he's not going to build this fence, Logodra, or is it Kidesh? Kidesh is the Lashon that it's what, Aser, it becomes Pentukdash Hamaleah, it's from the Lashon, the Pasek Tiktish, it's Aser, and he's Chayv to pay. And please don't confuse that time of the Ratzah was going back on the Mishnah, not on the Bryce. Okay, a lot of guys ask me that, and one could make that mistake, but that's the corroboration from the Bryce. That the word Guda means Mechitza. From what topic? Not the topic of Shutfin, but rather the topic of what Mechitza Sakerim. Kelai Kerim. Everyone got that, Chlor? Yes? Okay, great. Now it's incumbent upon us to analyze the Bryce. Okay, and that's what we're going to do today, Bizushin. Okay? Let's analyze this Bryce, which again is disconnected with Hilfos Shutfin, but we have to understand. So I want to begin with the Tosis on the bottom of the Yomud. Okay, we've done all the Tosis. Hope everyone chazers. And you can always ask me chazers anytime. Please call me. And whatever you want to eat. If I can be even help with anything, but certainly the chazers are learning. Let's see the Tosis on the gedor. Truly, you want to read? Yeah, go ahead. Let's see the Tosis on the bottom, guys. Let's look inside closely. We'll go slow with it to make sure we get the shot. And we'll keep working. That's what we got to do. Okay, go ahead. So what does Tosis begin by saying? Tosis begins by saying that who's talking to who? The Bala Tuvue, the Bala of the wheat says the Bala Kerem, you know, please do me a favor, fence up your vineyard, okay? Tosis says right off the bat, you know, the Bryce didn't say who's talking to who. So the Rishonim fill in the blank for us. and they say that the Bala can, the Bala Tfuas says the Bala can, please, sir, take care of your vineyard because I don't want my wheat Aser. Yes, very good. Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, because the Arba Amos that is required, that is needed between the vineyard and the wheat field, is because Avodas HaKerem, is because there is a type of tool or plow that is needed to work with vineyards, and it needs to walk out 6 feet extended from the vineyard to be able to work with it. And therefore, can Amrina go ahead? Can Amrina be what? The parent? Right, it says, Beferis Avodas HaKerem is four Amos, that the Bala Kerem has to be able to go with his plow around the vineyard, four Amos extended from the last vineyard, last vine, and that usual tool is the width of four Amos. So you need that, and therefore, because you don't distance four Amos, those four Amos might be empty, but they're called halachically the Kerem. Even though there are no vineyards in vines in that four Amos, but since the Bala Kerem must go with his tool to plow properly, the Gemara says in Chavav Rav, in Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, the Chareisha Shalem was two Amos. It's two Amos, the Chareisha, so you only have to be Marchik between the Fu and the Kerem, Arba Amos, okay? And the reason why you're being Marchik is not because of what? The Kilayim itself, but because of the Avodas HaMachreisha, because of the tool, that it should not damage the tool. Okay, and Lamaisi, this applies to other trees as well, even though there's no issue of Kilayim, but Lamaisi, you want to make sure that it's not going to what? It's not going to damage the other what? The other other species, Allah Lamaisi. So that Makom, because it's called Avodas HaKerem, that's called Kerem, and therefore Lamaisi, it's going to be what? It's going to be a problem if the vines encroach upon those dalanams. So Toysus says very, very clearly, and let's get it down. Toysus holds very, very clearly that Lamaisa, what we're dealing with here is the requirement of Avodas HaKerem. And according to Toysus, the Chiyuv Lamaisa to put up the fence flows from Avodas HaKerem. Allah Lamaisa. Not because it's causing Kilayim L'chaveiro, it's because Avodas HaKerem is that space that's needed and has a shame Karen, and I don't want Lamaisa any damage, Lamaisa. I don't want any damage to be done, Lamaisa, for what? To that, it's Avodas HaMachresha. I don't want the tfuah to be damaged at all from your tool, and therefore you require that space. It might very well be that any wheat that grows in that space might be called Kilayim Kerem. But if I would ask you, according to Tysus, why must you build a fence here, Arye? It's because of Avodas HaKerem, not because you're causing Kilayim. It might very well be that a wheat that grows in that space might be called Kilayim Kerem because it has shame Kerem. But more importantly, we know the Sugi Lena Chavav applies it to all types of mixtures. And the thing is that vineyards requires this tool, this Chareisha, and that might destroy someone else's what? It might destroy someone else's wheat or species. So we always require Arba Amos, Halach Lamais. Okay?
Yes,
go ahead. And even according to the Tan Rabbi Yosi says later on, that the Nizik must what? Must distance himself. So even according to Yosi, who says the Alanizik to Mimarchik himself, and therefore what? The Balat, who is the Nizik, the damagee, and he should be aware that what? That, you know, the Balakarim is the Mazik, and we say that what? If he is responsible, he's Mechuyiv to watch himself, so there should be no Chiyuv. He says that's not true. Because Ravashi says later on, go ahead. Ravashi makes a comment. Rabbi Yossi agrees that if it's direct damage through his arrow, then that's not an issue of ala nizik laharchi kasatzmo, but rather the direct arrow of the mazik, he's mazik be a dime, and Rabbi Yossi is maskim that the mazik must pay. And so too here, we view this as mazik be a dime. You're going with your tool, your plow, also makom, We view that as you are what? You are damaging him directly. And therefore, since we view it as you are damaging directly, this is Gary Delay. It puts you out of the rubric of Ala Nizik Laharchi Kesatzmo. And Reb Yossi would agree here that you would be what? You would be Chayiv. And therefore, don't tell me that what? That this Chiyuv is would not be a Chiyuv according to Reb Yossi. It certainly is. But I thought Reb Yossi says Ala Nizik Laharchi Kesatzmo. Not if it's Gary Delay. And this is a case of Gary Delay. Yes, Ruli, go ahead.
That is well said.
He's playing a very active role, and that is why the Bala Tfua directs the Bala Kerem, says, you better get it together, and you better build this fence. And even Reb Yossi would agree with this, because this is called Giri Delay. Well said.
Why at that point, the phrasing is very strange over here. Then why would the Baal Hatzuas have to go being, it doesn't really, it leaves a lot of question marks, meaning it's acting as if this is all triggered by the Baal Hatzuas, but actually there should be like a whole dinner that you can't just go.
Well, that's a good hara what you're saying, Sruli. We had mentioned, I think, the Shir before Rosh Hashanah, that there's an issue about who's issuing the warning. Right, we said the Pashup Shad is Taisis saying that the Bala Tfua is talking to the Bala Kerem, but the Ramban said Beis Din. But the bottom line is that, you know, you're saying would fit much better if Beis Din would tell the fellow. But the bottom line is I'm not so bothered by that, because if someone damages you, you can say, listen, you better, if someone's about to damage you, you can say, no, you better cut it out. Otherwise, you know, we're going to make you pay. So I don't think that's a difficulty. It's not that he's triggering the chiyuv. He would be chayiv anyway. He's just saying you better be careful because you're going to be responsible financially. Okay? But we did mention that it was a machlokes. The Ramban had a gersa omer. Remember that it was based in that was notified in the Zisha Kilayim. If you don't warn him, he would not know there's an Zisha Kilayim at all. But the Chassam Sofer points that out. But it's a good horror. But I'm saying it's not that he's triggering conceptual issues. He's practically saying you better get it together. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Does that mean that it's on the Nizak to be marchik, or is it saying that the Nizak doesn't have to be marchik? Like, what does that mean?
It means that the Nizak has responsibility to make sure that his goods don't get damaged, and the Mazik has no responsibility.
But
if something happens, you should know that the Mazik's not responsible. Well said. That's correct. The Mazik will not be responsible. And once you transform it to Gerid Delay, then you're done. It's no longer Alam Zikla Harpik Satsman. Okay, excellent. Okay, Shuli, you're doing a great job. Okay, go ahead. Let's continue now. So that's how Taisis. You see how beautiful every Rishon is. But how Taisis, you know, he helps you out, you know. A lot of people have, you love Tyre, right? Love Tyre Shabbos, Tyre Shabbos. Oh, no, Taisis is so hard. What do you mean? I love Taisis. Here we read a Bryce. It's not clear who's talking to who. He fills in all the blanks for you. It's amazing. We love the Taisis. You follow what I'm saying? How Taisis solves everything? Sam, good to see you. Ben, you hear what I'm saying? Taisis, he solves everything. You, do you follow me? He's filling in the blank for you. You read this Bryce and you want to go through it. Well, the Bryce is unclear who's talking to. Taisis fills in the blank that the Baal Seder is telling the Baal Kerem, you got to get it together. You don't get it together, you're going to pay. And even according to Yossi, he says normally the Nizik has to watch himself, and the Mazik's not responsible. Here he is, it's Gerid Delay, and it's because of Avodas HaKerem, because of that tool that's needed to plow the vineyard. Now, I'm not sure, I don't want you guys to do it in Shir, but maybe in the afternoon for tomorrow, someone check for me on the computer, do you need a special tool to work with vines? Don't do it now. I don't want you to do it now. But later in the afternoon, you get a few minutes free time. I want you to see what type of tool is needed that you need to extend past the vineyard in order to work. Okay, go ahead now. Truly. Vomer Reed. Oh, now he says, let's break it down even further. See how Taish teaches us how to learn. He says, I want to know why it teaches the Lashon of Gedor. Like it's a real dialogue here. It's a conversation. Gedor is the imperative, is the tzivu. You guys know from Hebrew. You guys take Hebrew. Or you took the Yerushalmi exam to get out of it. That's what I took years ago. I didn't have to take Hebrew. Whatever it is, Gedor is a tzivu. It's an imperative. You know, it's like you say, Dabir, speak. So why is the Bryce talking such a strong language, like in dialogue, Gadir, where the Bala Sada says the fool, says the Bala Gadir, Gador, put up the fence. Why doesn't the Bryce just talk officially as it did and say, Chai Wahag? Yeah, read again, Omer read. Yeah, why is it just say, like it does many times, Mishnah's verse, what the din is? It's like talking that they're actually describing a conversation, right? It's like a play, right? It's like a play, right? I mean, different plays, right? Why they make plays, right? So why don't we call it the Mechitzas Karim play, right? It's the Mechitzas Karim play, right? They have Mamish have a play here. So why does the Bryce have to present it like a play? So the three says, I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Oh, because you need to warn him. You need to warn him. This is I'll tell you why it teaches you in a dialogue form, in a conversation form. Because he's got to give him Hasra. We're familiar with the din of Hasra. Now, Hasra here is more of a practical concern, okay? You know, there is a halach of Hasra that applies in different places in Shas. In order for me to get Malchus, if I eat a piece of ham, you need Adam and Hasra to be issued to me. The Adam better say, if you eat that piece of ham, you're going to be Chayav Malchus. Yes? Usually you have to mention the punishment. There's actually a Machlis Tanoim, it's a Hedrin Chesem Beis, if it's a Chiv Misa, you have to mention the specific Misa. Do you have to say you're just going to be executed, or do you have to say the specific Misa? Machlis Rebutin, the Chacham, it's a Hedrin Chesem Beis. And then there's 2 days in Taisa, once you get everything, Shabbos, Dafayin Gimel and Beis, but by Shabbos, by Chil Shabbos, do you have to mention the specific Malacha in Hasra? The guy's about to be Mechal Shabbos. To that degree, there's a collector's item. Please let us make sure we get everything down. There's a Rashi in Shavuos. I think that Chafav Mez Michasina quotes every so often. There's a Rashi in Ksubis that says when Adam issue Hasra, they have to issue the Pasuk, the Mucker. They have to be Tamil Chacham. If they don't issue the Mucker, the Pasuk, then it's not a good Hasra. Isn't that amazing? So we pask in Lamaisa that Hasra has to be issued in order to get any punishment, whether it's Malchus or Mises based. That's the formal type of Hasra that we're familiar with. You know, there's a big machlokes tanaim whether Talmud Chacham needs Hasra. Do we assume that he knows it, or do we assume even if he knows it, you still got to give him Hasra? We paskin, everyone's got to get Hasra. Even a Talmud Chacham needs to get Hasra. What's the famous phrase that Hasra is given for? Kinei lavchin, bein shogeg, lemezig. To discern between shogeg and mezig. Because you know, once you give him Hasra, it's no longer shogeg, it's mezig. Yes, go ahead.
If we say that a Talmud Chacham would require Hasra also,
yes.
Would we not say that the people giving Hasra don't have to be Talmidei Chachamim themselves?
Yeah, they don't have to be. They don't have to be Talmidei Chachamim. In fact, the Hasra doesn't even have to come from Adam. It could be another guy that doesn't see the case. Let's say two Adams are eyewitnesses and another guy behind the wall can't see, but the Adam says this guy's about to kill someone. So the guy can scream out, if you kill someone, you're going to get Chayav Misa. So we paskin the Adam don't even have to give the Hasra either. But it's a formality, and the guy that's going to be Chayav Malchus or executed has to be Mekabel Hasra. He has to say, I know, I got you, I hear what you're saying, but I don't care. I'm still going to do it. So there's a formality of Hasra. It's a very interesting concept. And the bottom line is that it's Kedei L'Havchin Mishog L'Mezin. Let me just tell it over to you just real quickly, so we want to make sure we get everything. There's an amazing Rambam that says that Talmud Chacham must be given Hasra. And then the Rambam says in the very next line, you know why Hasra is given? Kedei L'Havchin Mishog L'Mezin. So Rambam is steering the Rambam. Why is it steering the Rambam? Because the whole rationale why a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hasra is because he knows all the dinim. If it's Kedei L'Havchin Mishog L'Mezin, you don't have to give him Hasra. So the Rambam paskins in one breath that a Talmud Chacham needs Hasra, and in the second breath he says the reason why you have Hasra is Kedei L'what? L'Havchin Mishog L'Mezin. It's Mamish an internal steer in the Rambam.
So
the Kesef Mishnah says, like you, Arya, that he didn't know his ham. He didn't know his Purdue chicken. He thought it was OU chicken. So you don't know the Metzias. You could be a Tacham Machachmin or the Dinim, so that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. But the Rav said a different Pshah. I want you to know it, though. You know what the Rav Zatzal said? That the Rambam, when he said, Kedei L'Havchin Mishog L'Mezid, was borrowing language of the Gemara. He didn't mean practically to determine whether the guy's mazin or not. You know what he meant? I'll tell you what he meant. To get punished by Malchus or Mrs. Bazin, there's a certain merit you need, a level of Chumas HaAveira. there's a certain degree of stringency of a very you need to do as you're rebelling against Hashem, God forbid, that you're punished for. How do you reach that level of rebellion? How do you reach that level of rebellion of merit to be punished for an aver that you did? That's only if you did it after Asra's issue. That's a real chutzpah to Hashem. It's one thing to be over an aver, be amazed all the time, it's horrible. But to do it after your issue of Asra, the level of rebellion is very, very high. The degree of rebellion, and for that you'll get Malchus or Mises Basin. So that's what the Rama meant. Every time, every person needs Asra. Not to practically know whether he did it b'meis. Of course, the Talmud Chacham knows this is awesome. Unless you don't know Arya's case, we didn't know it was awesome. Let's assume he knew it was awesome. What does he mean when he says k'dahafim and shogu meizit? He didn't mean like the Lashon and the Gemara. They meant practically to determine whether it's meizit. What did he mean? He meant to say that to reach that level of merit and rebellion, yes, that you will be chayiv, you need to have asra in order to be punished. You got what I'm saying? So Rama is just borrowing the language of the Gemara, but didn't mean the same thing as the Gemara meant. That's what it means to say. So that whole shtickel Torah we just said is background behind what? Hilchos Asra in general. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about practical Asra, that Mr. Baal Karen, please be careful, otherwise you're going to have to dish out your wallet and start paying me cash. Okay? So this is a different type of Asra. But that's why it's said in an imperative, like in a play form, League Door. A dialogue, a conversation. Go ahead. The fee what? Yeah, read again. Omer read.
Omer read. The last thing is Tani Omer lo gdor. The lo tani chayat the gdor. We should tsara the hitra stuff. They have two stuff.
Vim lo what?
Vim lo hitra lo the gdor. Eno chayat the afriyosa.
And if what? If you don't give masra, then what's the din? You're not chayat afriyosa. And if you don't give masra, you're not chayav to pay. Because how is he supposed to know? He didn't know. What's a mashma from Taisus, though? I want you to get it down. We mentioned it before Rosh Hashanah. That if he doesn't put up the fence, it will become usher. Okay? You're just not chayav to pay. But it will become usher. Okay? Because we assume the Bala Karen knows that there, he knows about the Din Kilaim. He wants it. He just didn't think he had a responsibility to put up a fence. So he's not chayav achrayus. But nevertheless, l'maisa, it still is what? It still is going to be us or becomes kilayim because he has no problem with it at all. He has no problem with it, you know, having no fence at all. And it will become usher. But the bottom line is if he's not told about it, he will not have to pay. That's what the re says, shot, why it says it in an imperative form. So please get that. Continues the re. Go ahead. No, Hocha Naked Nami, and that's why it's mentioned in Brisa twice, Trezim, two times, Nifritza, Omer Lo Gedor. That's why it said in the next phrase, it said Nifritza, Omer Lo Gedor, because the Brisa opened up by saying, Kidisan Chitzkem Shenifritza, and then it said, it says Chazor Nifritza. So the reason why the Brisa says this in the second clause is to tell me that what? That you need to what? Go ahead. Da Pam Shnia, go ahead. Oh, you got to keep telling him. And the second time, you got to tell him it broke, put it up again. And if you don't, go ahead. Yeah, the reason why you got to tell him twice, he doesn't think you have to put it up every second. He did his job once. He doesn't think you have to tell him again. He doesn't think you have to put it up again. So that's why you better tell him a second time. You got to tell him a second time, Allah l'maisa, okay? Even though you gave him asra the first time, right? But the bottom line is, he thought that once l'maisa, he was megalis das. I want you to get this line down. He thought once he was megalis das the balakim, that he doesn't want the mixture, because he's built the fence once. He thought that's enough. And that may be what? Maybe that will, he's not mechuyev to put up a fence again. And he already displayed and illustrated he didn't want the kilayim. So l'maisa, you know, he doesn't think he has to make it again. Because what do we say when it comes to kilayim? You need what? Machshava. And he's already expressed that he doesn't want it. How did he express it already? Because he built the fence already. So he doesn't think he's got to put it up a second. And that's why you must tell him again That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the great Gaon, perhaps the Gaon Lador, maybe the Gaon, it is the Gaon Lador, in his Sefer Derech HaMunech, Haskilayim, Berek Zayin, Lachi Yad Zayin, in his Bir Alocha. That's how he's modeling this line of places. Okay, so I want you to get that down. There's good reason and rationale to say that what? To say that, listen, I did it once, I expressed that I don't want it, so it's not going to become Kilayim.
Can Rebbe repeat Rav Chaim Kanievsky?
What did you say?
Can Rebbe repeat Rav Chaim Kanievsky?
Yeah, what I'm saying to you, Ariel, is that what is the rationale behind the Baal HaKerem that he doesn't think he has to put up the fence a second time? Because he already expressed by building the fence the first time he doesn't want the mixture. And in order to have Kilayi Kerem, you need what? You need the Machshava and the Nichus of the Baal, correct? So he already said it. I've already pronounced I don't want it. So why do I have to keep building the fence? So the Torah says, that's why you got to tell him a second time. You need to keep telling him that he has a responsibility. And he's wrong about that. The fact that it went down and you don't put it up again shows that maybe you're interested in having it now. And it would create a mystery. So you need to tell him. And that is why Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he has a sefer called Derech Emunin. It's on Zroim, in Hilchos Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin. He has like a Mr. Brewer and Nicholas Kilayim. He has many, many sperm, Chaim Kanievsky. You know, everyone knows he's the Gadol Hador, but he's a Gaon. He wrote many, many sperm, different areas. Different areas in Kol HaTorah Kulu. One of them is in Zeroyim, and it's called Derech Emunah. So he has this line shot in Artisus. Okay? There's good reason to think he doesn't have to build another what fence. He already expressed he doesn't want it. We're saying, no, that's wrong. The fact you don't build it a second time shows you must be interested now. And it will become us. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Misafkalari. I want you guys to know how to read that. Josh, you with me? Misafkalari. Let's make sure we know how to read it. Misafkalari, the Riyad Asafi. Go ahead. Oh. Whether you need to what, you have to warn him every single time. Kol Shah. Right, the Bryce only has it twice, but Tysus says, what, maybe it's Lav Dafka. When the Bryce is said twice, was it Lav Dafka or is it Dafka? That's basically the suffix of the read. The Bryce only said it two times. So Lomaisi is saying, do you have to warn him every time? Go ahead. Oh, what? Oshema. Excellent. Maybe it's enough to warn him twice. You don't need to warn him more than that. Very excellent. So he says, I'm not sure how to what degree you take this, okay? I'm not sure to what degree you take this. And that's what the reinterprets Gedor as being in a conversation, a dialogue between the Baal HaSada to the Baal HaKerem, and it's issuing a warning. And the question is it two is enough? Is it Dafka or is it Lavdak? And every time you must warn him to put it up properly, Allah Lamaiz. But that's how the Re touches the Pshat, Allah Lamaiz. Okay. Really? Yes, Yosef. What do you say? Go ahead.
The re-suffix, whether or not you have to warn him the third time, based on the fact that it's obviously you have to put up the wall, or is he saying that no, you don't have to put up the wall because it's clear that the person doesn't want the wall? And it's clear that.
I think the suffix is the fact that you don't want to. The fact that you don't want to put up a third time the wall. Is that indicative that you're interested in the Kilayim? Or is it that, no, you're not interested? You put up, the focus is more on the fact you built the two fences? Or is the fact, the focus is that you're not putting up a third time? That's the suffix of the read. Because if the focus is on the fact I built it twice, it's enough of a demonstrative comment by building it twice that I'm not interested in the Kilayim. I don't need to build it three times. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no. The fact that you're disinterested in building it a third time shows you must be interested now. That is the suffix in the read. Do you focus more on the fact you built it twice, or do you focus on the fact you're not building it a third time? That's what I believe the suffix in the read is.
One of my is not tell a person because they're too lazy. It's because that's what I thought.
No, the Re is saying that he's warning the Baal HaKerem that he's got to get it together to build a fence. And if he doesn't build that fence, he's responsible to pay. No, it's just to say, it's not an issue of laziness, it's an issue of payment. it's an issue of payment. You're going to have to pay me. You're hurting my stuff. So Lamaisa, he's only chayiv if he's given that hasra. Taisa's of the opinion, garmi b'shogig is pater. We learned that before Rosh Hashanah. Garmi b'shogig is pater, according to Taisa. And if he, unless he's told, that's shogig, and you're pater. So the question is, for the first two times, he's got to be told. The question is, does he have to be told the third, fourth, fifth time? So I think a good way of saying is, well, let's think. If it's the first two, if you focus on the first two times where you built the fence, we're demonstrably showing you're not interested, I don't have to build it a third time. I'm not interested in it. So there's no reason to build a third one, and it won't become kelim because I don't want it. Or do you say no? The fact that you're not building it a third time shows you must be interested now, and itaka will be what will become usher, and you'll be mechuyev to pay. So that's what I think the suffix of the re is. Okay, because the Bryce only mentions it twice. And that's the Suffolk Lamaisa of the Re, Allah Lamaisa. But Taisa is of the opinion that Garmi Bishogi is Potter, and you won't have to pay, but there will still be an Isra of Kilai. That's what Rabbi Yonah spoke at, Ramaskavaha, that the Chiv is Bitam Garmi. And Garmi is only when you give Asra, according to Rabbi Yonah and Tosis, and not when you're Shogi. That was the sheet of the Taisa. Remember, we said the Rabban, the Kudrus Dinu de Garmi, argues and claims not that way. And he claims that. That you're chayiv even b'shogeg, and in fact, there's a Tos later on of Abu Basra, Chavez and Beis, quotes the sheet of the Ritzpah, that a chayiv garmi is because of knas. If it's a knas, a penalty, then also there's room to say the knas is even when it was b'shogeg. No doubt, even when it's b'shogeg, we invoke the knas. Okay? Very good, truly. Okay, so that's the Re's approach in the Tosfos. Very good. Okay, we got it? Comes along Rabbi Natan and says, nothing doing. I disagree with your approach completely. And I completely disagree with your approach. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay, now, I just want you to note, the Meiri does quote Yesh Omrim in Divrei Maskil Zeh that says, even without Asra, Beis Din is Chayiv. Because we don't say Gedor. We only say Gedor because that's the way you say the Din, but even without Asra, Beis Din is Chayiv. Yeah, that's what the Meiri. Meiri quotes Yesh Omrim. What does it mean that Beis Din is Chayiv? Beis Din is Chayiv, I guess, to what? Beis Din is Chayiv to pay the guy? It's hard to believe that, no? Beis Din is Chayiv to what? To build the fence? Af below Asra, Beis Din is Chayiv. No, it meant like this. If you learn like the Ramban that Beis Din is issuing the Asra, even without the Asra, you'd be chayiv. Okay? Even without the Asra's Beis Din, you'd be chayiv. If you're learning the whole Asra is not from the individual of the Baal Tzada, but it's from Beis Din. Beis Din didn't do it, right? They didn't say Gedor, Lamaisa, you'd still be chayiv. Because you don't need Beis Din to pronounce it. You don't need Beis Din to pronounce it. So even if they wouldn't pronounce it, you'd be chayiv. But we're not going with that. The Re is learning that it was an individual. The Baal HaKerem is being warned by the Baal Tzada. And if you don't do it, you're not responsible. If you learn Beis Din, like this Yesh Omrim, you'd still be chayiv even without the Beis Din, without Astra's Beis Din. You'd also be chayiv. It seems like even without Astra, you'd be chayiv. Yeah, it seems like even without Astra's Beis Din, chayiv. Lo omer lo gedor. Ela shekach derech odo asad din. It's a strange din. It's a strange din, Lamaisa, but it seems like Beis Din notifies the guy. But if they don't, the Ramban says if they don't, you could always say, I didn't know there was an issue of Kilayim. It's not considered to be Rotsa Bekumel. But there is the Meiri, Kotzi Yeshom, that even without Aras Beis Din, you'd be high, which is to me a collector's item. I don't know why that would be. Okay, very good. So that's the Re's approach. Go ahead, Sulu, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. Now you bring quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. Right, he says, yeah, spoken in Bozokan Dafkuf, the Permation Shabbos, correct, very good. So a bit of time comes along, let's get it down with a completely different approach. And that approach is that it has absolutely nothing to do with Hasra. The reason why the Bryce is presented with in this conversation of Gedor is it doesn't just say that the Bala Karim is Chayiv. The reason why it says it like this conversation or dialogue in the play is to tell me something else completely. There is a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Chof Heim at base. Please get it. This is the Makor and Shash. That in order for Kilayim to be created as Isser, you need a growth between the wheat field and the grape field, the vines. We always use wheat as an example. Could be another, could be cucumbers too, as we said, or vegetables. But the wheat field with the grapes, you need a growth of 1/200th. Which is, as Jake said, 1/100th is 1%, and 1/200th is 0.5%. Meaning, so if you have a wheat field and a grape vineyard, as long as they grow together as a 0.5%, then there will be an Isser Kilayim that's created. But anything less than that, there is no Isser Kilayim. Where is the Gemara in Shas? Please get it in Pesachim. The Gemara is in Maseches Pesachim, okay? Very important, the Daf Chof Heim at base. That is correct. Okay? On Daf Chof Heim at base, the Gemara gives this din, Eshes Chof Heim at Aleph. It says, Beferish, that if the Tfuah does not Mosif 1/200th with the grapes, Lemaisa, the Tfuah would not become Usher. It needs to have that growth. That is the objective shear. And the Gemara, I believe, has it from a pasuk. In order for a kilayi kerem to create an isser, Yehuda, you with me? You got me. You need 1/200th. So it comes along the Rabbeinu Tam with a beautiful pshat, and he says that gedor has nothing to do with hasra, but rather it has to do with objectively, can you combine the growth that happened after the first fence fell down? Then you put up the second fence, but there was a time period where you didn't put it up immediately. There was a growth. And then let's say the second fence falls down, right? So can you combine growths to get, let's say the first stage was 1/100th. The second stage was 1/100th. Can you combine both and say that what? Now that the second fence fell down, I have a what? And it grew a little bit. 1/100th. So can I combine that 1/100th with the first stage that had 1/100th and get what? 2/100th. What'd you say?
1/400th.
What do you mean 1/400th?
1/100th.
1/100th plus 1/100th is 2/100th. Correct. Right. You don't add the denominator. Correct. So you're saying what? 1/400th plus 1/400th is 2/400th, which is 1/200th. That is correct.
I mean,
thank you.
Don't we say by the line that any, as long as you're going to fix the issue, you don't care about the growth?
Well, you don't want roots of Bikiyumo, but if you are not building the fence, must be you are roots of Bikiyumo.
Right, but as long as he doesn't have to immediately shove.
I understand, but Cole's mind, you don't have that fence, Lamaisa. That's what he said. That's what Shmuel said. Lashmina Shimiyesh Tosefes Masayim. There's a growth of 200. Read it again. Truly. Go ahead, Rabbi Farsh. Look inside, are you? Go ahead, Rabbi Tam Farsh. Right, between what was added after the first breaking in the fence and then what was added with the second breaking in the fence, so that's going to combine together, I would think. And he says, the what, the ain, does it combine together? Go ahead.
The ain starts in the
excellent. The first growth is canceled. Why? Because it was already nullified, right? It was already nullified. What was it nullified in? In the previous ones that were not usher. Yes? In the previous ones that were not usher. You understand what I'm saying? So it becomes like buckle. So it doesn't get to that point. It becomes nullified in the previous pre-existing wheat and grapes. And therefore what's added first becomes buckle when you built the fence the first time. And dafku, there's a hefsek bein time where you made a fence, then we say it's nullified. But kilayim in general will be also with 200, and we don't say, every time that it grows, it becomes bottle. The rachti what? Does everyone get what I'm saying with the bittle? In other words, until you get Asriel to 1/200, it's like you keep getting nullified. You know what I mean? It's like you have a nice grapes, you have nice wheat, and you think you had a little bit of growth to get together. No, Kosmai don't get there. It becomes nullified. So you never get to that point. So it's not been starved together. And we say Rishona Butla. So there had to be a hefsik in the middle of a fence in order to we say Butla. But in general, we would say the kilayim become usur, and we don't say every little bit that grows becomes nullified. We would have a potential big problem if you didn't build that what? If you didn't build that fence. So that's why it says twice, Gedor, Gedor. To demarcate that there are two different stages, and you cannot add one stage to the other to create an Isser of Kilayim. Okay? So if I would ask you to summarize this Tosis, which we're going to have to talk about now, but in a time though, if I would ask you to summarize this Tosis, there's two diametrically opposed approaches to why the Raisa presented in a conversation form. The Riz approach, that it's a dialogue Kiddush to tell him what? Tell him very succinctly and tersely, sir, you better what get it together and build a fence, and if you're not, you're going to have to pay. So it's a real issuing of warning. And there have been a time says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not. That's not why it says it that way. He doesn't even say what you have to warn him with. What he says, the reason why it says Gedor is that I need to make sure, do I have a real problem with Kilayim here? And if I have two different stages, and I need a growth of 1/200, and I have, let's say, 1/400th in the first stage, and 1/400th in the second stage, oh, there I have it. No, you don't, because you built a fence in between, and the fence is mevatel, he says. The fence is mevatel in halach lamais. Rishon, Rishona, butle. That's what he wants to tie in. So you see beferish that they have really two diametrically opposing shotim, okay? And we have to break this down now a lot further now. What does this mean that it doesn't become an Isser of Kilayim? Okay, what does it mean it doesn't become an Isser of Kilayim? Because he built a what? He built a fence. What does that mean? He built a fence. How does that, Lamaisa, how does that work? So let's start to get the shot, Lamaisa. First of all, I wanted you to see the Maharam. I didn't tell you which Maharam, I'm sorry. It was the second Maharam. And the Maharam claims, which pshat you think is more beduyuk? Which one do you think, guys, is more beduyuk? The Rabbeinu Tam's pshat or the Ri? You think the Ri is better? Why?
I think the Ri is better, too.
Why is that? Lashon of Gedor is more of an imperative, so it sounds like a warning. That's what you're saying? Okay, I hear you. Is that what you're saying, Ariel?
Yeah, I also just think that there's nothing to prove that just because he said Gedor means that he's going to build it, which means that he's going to, that it will batel the amount. I just feel like there's a lot of, and if he does, when it comes to that.
I hear you. Okay, so Yosef and Ariel want to say they think the Re is more meduyuk. Like Gedor is an imperative, and the Ariel's pointing out, doesn't like, there have been a times tries a little bit of a chiddush, he's saying, because you have to say that that's what the Bryce had in mind by him saying Gedor, that objectively don't combine growths. I hear you. But the Maharam disagrees with both of you. And the Maharam, thinking good, there's nothing wrong with that. The Maharam claims he thinks the Lashon of the Bryce, I'll be sorry, you guys, I hear what you're saying. But he thinks the Lashon of the Brisa is more of a duyuk like Rabbeinu Tam. Because what was the Lashon of the Brisa? Chazer v'nifritza omrim lo gedor. Remember, didn't it say that? Chazer v'nifritza, it broke again. That was the Lashon, it broke again. You got what I'm saying? So when it says you broke again, and it says omrim lo gedor, it broke again. So we tell him, put up a fence. What does that mean? It means if it broke a second time, right, we tell him to put up a fence. And if he puts up a fence, the tfu is muteris, right? That doesn't really necessarily fit in with the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. I mean, with the Ri's pshat, yeah. I mean, you don't calculate the growth that existed before it broke the first time. Until what? Until you put up a fence the first time. Does the brises meduyuk like the Rabbeinu Tam, guys? Because it says chazav and nifzer omer lo gedor. Mashman that if it broke a second time, we would say gedor. And if you put up the fence is mutter. Why? Because by saying put up the fence, Ariel, basically what you're saying is I want you to view this as two different stages. I want you to view this as one stage and then another stage. And there's no way in your right mind that you could calculate an add from the first stage to the second stage. And that's what Gedor meant to say. That's what he wants to tie in. We don't calculate the growth at all when it broke the first time. Allah lo maisa. Right, but Lamaisa, when it says Chazvan Nifritzah broke a second time, you say put up the fence, and if you put up the fence, it's Muteris, but the addition that existed when it broke the first time, right, you don't calculate Halach Lamaisa, you know, the amount of growth that was until you put it up, because the meaning behind Gedor's ruling is to say, forget about the past. I'm here to focus on the future, like Mark McGuire said in Congress, right? I'm not here to focus on the past. I'm here to focus on the future. When they're asking about steroids when he hit the homers, right? So the Havdalah of Lavdalos, the Rebbeinu Tam is reading the Braisa. I'm not here to focus on the past. That was the growth then. I'm saying Gedor build it new, and therefore you don't have to calculate that at all. That's what I'm saying. You follow me? So that's a different approach. So the Maharam says from that perspective, the Lashon fits in better, he's saying. That the Lashon of Gedor is that we're going to have demarcation stages. We're not combining one stage to the other. That's what he wants to tie in. It's not a Hasra. It's Meduyuk. That's what he wanted the Maharam. So he wanted to see the Maharam. He thought the Lashon of Brites was much better like Rabbeinu Tam.
Rebbe?
Yes. It's a Chazav and Nifritzah. Yeah, go ahead.
To add on to the Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, you could say that the isn't as strong because there's still that suffix of whether you would have to warn him again on the third and the fourth and the fifth time, while the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have that suffix.
That's true, but I don't think it's a good horror you're saying, but I don't think we should penalize the Re because the Re, you know, is being intellectually honest and he's saying, listen, I have a shot in the Bryce and Shua Sra. Grant you, I do have a suffix what'll be the third time, but the Bryce didn't discuss a third time. So I don't think we should use that as a point of deficiency in the Re's shot. You know what I'm saying? The Re was just being intellectually honest. This is my stance and approach in the Brysa. And the bottom line is that opens the door to a suffix on the third time. The Brysa did not discuss the third time. So I don't think we should draw point to that as being a deficiency in his shot. You follow me? Okay, good. So that's what we want to tie in it, Lamaisa. Yeah. This is what we want to tie in. Now, we have to break this down much further now with this Ramban. And it goes like this. The Tyson Boba Kaman, Kufu Mevin Zimasko Omer, and the Ramban Dimasko Garcin, a very good reading, excellence, really. They ask on the Rabbeinu Tam. And they say, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, if you always need this growth, how do you ever have Kilayim? How do you ever have Kilayim? There is a concept called in Halacha, I want you guys to get this, called Rishon Batel. What does Rishon Batel mean? It's a Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. Rishon Batel. It's a Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah, which has the following case, which I want you to get, which is you pour Yayin Nesach into a barrel. If you pour Yayin Nesach into a barrel, and I give them an olive, I pour Yayin Nesach from a chavis to a bor. I have a barrel of Yayin Nesach, which is a Avodah Zarah wine, and I pour it into a vat of kosher wine. So as I'm pouring it, I'm a vatel it. That's called Rishon Batel. It's all Kama Batel. It's the same phrase. And therefore, it becomes nullified, Halach L'maisa. And even if the pouring from the barrel of Chavis Yayin Nesach inundates the wine and the fat, and you think becomes more physically, halachically it's all mutter. Because as drop by drop went in, it got nullified. Wait, I want you to understand the principle. You follow me? So even though at the end of the day, there might be more what? There might be more Yain Nesek wine than kosher wine. But the fact of the matter is, as you report it in, comma, bottle. Rishon bottle became nullified.
The board of wine.
It was a board of wine, a vat of wine. Yes, vat, a vat of wine. Okay? That's how they used to keep wine, it's Mon Gemara, in pits. Okay? So you would pour this chavis of Yain Nesek wine into the boar, and even if it would become more, you would still bought, it would still be bottled. Okay? So therefore, everything would be butter. So Allah Maisa, the Tyson Baba Kama Kufa Mezmaska Omer and the Ramban, Dimaska Hargarson, ask on the Rabbin Tam. What are they asking the Rabbin Tam? If you tell me that every kilayim only becomes Asurin with a 200th growth, so how do you ever get to that? Why don't we say Rishon, Rishon, Bakal? As it grows, it becomes nullified, meaning you have the wheat and grapes, so it like grows a little bit, you know, inches slowly, but every time it inches, it gets nullified back into the what? Back into each grapevine, back into each wheat. You follow this kasha, Aryeh? How do you ever have an issue of kilayim? Why don't you say kama, kama, buckle? As every inch that it grows, it becomes nullified. So how do you have that? So the Tosfos answers and he says, well, if there's a hefsik, if there's an interruption, then we say rishon rishon batel. Let's say after the mechitza fell, it grew a little bit, but you build the mechitza in the middle, then we say it's batel, everything that grew to there. But lemaisa, if it grows without a hefsik, then it's not nullified. If it grows without a hefsik, it simply does not nullify. There's nothing that interrupted the natural growth, Jake. Then it will grow into kilayim. Here we had an interruption where you build a what? You build a mechitza. Okay? So therefore, that's the teretz that Taisa says in Baba Kama. Very, very interesting teretz. It makes a lot of sense. But Lamaisa, the Ramban gives a different shot. And I want you to get this. The Ramban gives a different shot. And the Ramban claims like this. The Ramban claims... So Ramban right here, please get it. We're going to quote from it in a few minutes, Bez Hashem. The Ramban writes, you got to get this. The Ramban writes that every kilayim, the Tosefis that grows be'isser, is a davar shesofo lavo. It's going to happen. Wheat grows by itself, and therefore anything grows by itself, the Tosefis is not nullified. Mashenkin, you have a wall that broke, and it grows be'isser, and you build a mechitza, that is not in the future going to become usher. The sof, ain sof on isser level. This is not going to come. Came and shein ageter atzida l'shuv lipo, because we don't presume that the fence is going to fall and break. And therefore, says the Ramban, l'maisa, anything that in the future will not become usher, Lamaisa, anything in the future, the nature of kilayim is that in the future it's going to be usher. That's why the Tosefis that grows usher is what? Is going to become usher because it grows by itself. So then the Tosefis never becomes bottle because nothing's going to stop it. But when you, Lamaisa, have a fence that broke and it grows usher, Lamaisa, you're going to what? Build the mechitza. And building the mechitza, the issue is not going to come. So the issue is not going to come. The fence is not going to fall down. We don't presume that. And therefore, it's batel. It's very, very, it's not the exact same teretz as Taisa Baba Kama. Because Taisa Baba Kama just said there has to be an interruption in the growth. If there's an interruption in the growth, then Lamaisa Yivam Bakalim. Here, the Rabban is saying a little bit different in the sense that the Tosefis is Godlib Isser in a situation where it's Sofo Lavo. And the wheat's going to grow by itself, and therefore the Tosef is not going to be the table. But she'en kein, when you build a fence, you don't have that presumption, ain't sofo, isser lavo. It's not going to come for because there's a fence, and we don't presume it's going to fall. And therefore, we don't presume it's going to fall. It's the same thing that you pour the wine nessa. Even though ain't dover bama elof, it's totally in the das of the pourer, we still say what? We still say rishon, rishon, bottle. And therefore, in other words, it's similar to the Taisus Terence and Bubba Kama, but it's not exactly the same. The Isser only will take a place when it's on its own. But if it's not going to be in the Elav on its own, then already it's not going to form into an Isser. That's one shot that the Ramban says. We're saying it's similar to that Tyson Bubba Kama. But there is another shot of the Ramban I want you to get. And the Ramban claims, I'll give you another reason why Kilayim does not become Batel normally. Because anytime it hasn't yet grown 200, it's still Mutter. And the Ramban has a famous phrase which calls Heter Beheter Lo Batel. Heter Beheter Lo Batel. That's what the Ramban says. You must get this, guys. The Ramban says Heter Beheter Lo Batel. So far, we had Tosfos that said you do a Maisa to be Mafsik with the Getter. The Ramban says similar pshat that it's not Gadol, Ein Gadol Me'elav. It's not going to grow Me'elav, Ein Sofo Lavo. It's not going to end up coming, so therefore it doesn't Aser. Very similar to the first pshat, just a little bit of different formulation. And then the third pshat that Ramban writes is that until it reaches 200, 1-200s, Heter Beheter Low Buckle. Okay? Guys, I want you to get this. Again, what is the whole kasha we're working on here now? How do you ever have this of kilayim? At the second as it creeps up to the shear, it should be nullified back into the wheat and grapevine. So one third says what nullifies it. Our case is different because you did a mice of building the fence. Or number two, because you build a fence, not going to get there. Number three is the Ramban by saying, you know what? It's never going to be nullified because when does the concept of Bittul come up? When does the concept of Bittul come up? When you have what? When you have Heterbis, you have a Tarubis, and a drop of milk falls in. You have Shishim of the children against the drop of milk. That's when Bittul comes in. When I have Isser, and I'm what? I'm a Vatel. I have Heter, it's a Vatel Isser. Bittul is when you nullify. And Mavatal what? Mavatal, the Isser, the Heter. I have Shishim of Heter. That's when I have Isser and Heter and Bittul works. But here, until it becomes Usser, the growth of the wheat and grains, it's Heter Beheter. Heter Beheter is Lo Batel because Bittul only works when there's a conflict and a clash, guys. But when there's no conflict and clash, you don't invoke Bittul. You understand what I'm saying? So the Ramban is saying something very powerful here. He says, don't ask me the kasha, how do you ever get to Kilayim? It'll become Batel. It won't become Batel because I'm not going to invoke Bittul because wheat and grapes on their own are fine. The only time they're a problem is when you have a, until you get to the growth, then it's an issue. But don't tell me, Lamaisa, you're never going to get there because of Bittul. I cannot invoke Bittul on what? On Heter Beheter. This is the Smith love who? Of the Ramban. Has everyone got that? Usher, you got that? Benji? Yehuda? Yeah, Yehuda, go ahead. Azrael, you got this? Yeah, go ahead. Yehuda.
So what Tosfos is saying is that you'd never get to Bittul?
No, then you can't say you never get to Bittul. That's an impossibility. What they did ask on Rabbeinu Tam is, they asked, well, how are you ever going to get to what? Fine, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosfos has his response for Rabbeinu Tam, that you put up a fence. If you put up a fence, that's different. You don't put up a fence, then you'll get to the Isser of Kilayim. Okay? In other words, you have to interrupt it with a real, real mice of an interruption. It's got to be a real commercial. Lavdo adults. And making a fence is a real commercial. And that's what'll interrupt. If you're not making a fence, then you'll get to it. It doesn't automatically become Batel. You need a mice of Bittul. And that's what Tosfos says. I have a mice of Bittul. And the Ramban says, similar. The Isser of Kilayim happens when it's Sofo Lavo. Here it's not Sofo Lavo because you're building a fence. But the third terence, says the Ramban, is that I'm never going to invoke Bittul, Yehuda, because Bittul only is when you have what? You have Heter, and an Isser fell in. You want a Mavakal, right? And here we're dealing with wheat on its own and grape on its own. So that's Heter Beheter. Heter Beheter is not a clash. You're not going to be Mavakal. So that's the third answer of the Ramban, which is a very, very powerful answer. And he invokes this din, okay? Which I want you to get. You got that? Okay, everyone got that so far? Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
Let me just go through the first answer of the Ramban. I'm not understanding what he's saying.
first answer, Rabban, is that kilayim is only when it's going to eventually happen, when it's sofo lavo. The Tosefta Shekamu, this davar is sofo lavo, where it's going to grow on its own, l'maisa. Then it's never nullified. There's nothing to nullify. It's going to grow on its own. Hashem's, you know, Hashem's in charge of everything. Mashen came, if the wall broke and it grew be'isr and you build a new mechitza, the isr is not going to come about because the fence is not supposed to fall down again. And therefore, l'maisa, in the natural world, the isr is not going to come about because there's a separation. It's very similar to the first answer of Tosis, which was Tosis. But you understand what I'm saying? The Isser can only come about when it's going to grow on its own. If something's going to inhibit that, then you don't have Lamaisa, you don't have the Isser of Kilayim. So don't ask me, oh, how could you ever get the Isser of Kilayim? That's ridiculous. Of course you're going to get to the Isser of Kilayim because in the future it's going to Lavo. Here you don't have it because something's inhibiting that. Okay? Something's inhibiting that with the fence, similar to the first answer. The third answer is an amazing answer. Amazing. He's saying you don't have bittul when it's heter bet. Heter bet is not bittul. Yes, go ahead, Jake.
What the difference is, I have two questions. One on the second answer of the Ramban is wheat and grapes are heter bet. Why would milk and meat also heter bet?
You mean, you tell me. We basically, it's a good kasha because there's a big difference. Because why? Because Bas B'chol is totally in the mitzias. You're right. It is hetter behetter. But when you cook it together, you're creating something. If you soak the meat and milk all day, the Gemara says it's fine. It is hetter behetter. The only time it's us is when you cook it together. But it's totally in mitzias of cooking. When it comes to wheat and grapes, you need the machshava. You need the wanting of it. You're right. And you need the combination. But until you have that combination, it doesn't become usher. See, what is the vehicle that makes Basar B'chol usher? Cooking it together. What is the vehicle that makes Kilayim usher together? A growth of 1/200 together. You follow me? But until that point, each one is a heter b'heter, and they don't nullify each other. So the whole kasha doesn't start. Oh, how can you have the Isser of Kilayim? You don't have a problem until you have the growth together. Don't tell me that it's going to bittul. You can't do bittul because on their own, each of the components are mutter. It's a very sharp Ramban, Lamais. Okay, it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, but that's what the Ramban wants to say. Okay? Yes, Benji, go ahead.
Couple of things. Number one, so is Ramban answering... is he trying to understand what Rambam or Tom's saying? Is that his point?
No, the Ramban is yes, the Ramban is answering his kasha on the Rambam and Tom. That is correct.
Okay.
Rambam and Tom's shot in our Raisa was that you cannot combine the two stages, right, to get the 1/200th. So they say, okay, if that's your theory, Rambam and Tom, so let me ask you a question. You know, you're using the fence to mavatl. You don't get to that shear, right? Remember, the fence separates the two stages. So then how do you ever get to the circular line, they ask from Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosis and the first answer Ramban say, basically, you know what? That's not akasha. If I do a maisa to separate the two in the middle of its growth, that separates, that blocks the growth. That's fine. But in a case where you don't block the growth, it'll become usher. And then the Ramban comes up with his own theory that, you know what? Heter b'heter is never bottle. In other words, you can't nullify, wheat cannot nullify other wheat, or grape can't nullify other grape until it became usher. The concept, you guys got to get this. The concept of bittul is in a situation where you have a whole chulin, a drop of milk falls in, and the heter is mevatel the isser. They're opposites. There's a clash, right? There's a conflict. Then bittul comes in and wins, right? But if there is no clash and conflict, that each one on their own is okay, grapes are okay, wheat is on their okay, then you can't say I was mavatulit to block it from getting to 1/200. Once it gets to 1/200, then it becomes also. That's exerzer kosel Hashem said. But until that time, they're both heter b'heter. Heter b'heter is not bottle. That is the Ramban's phenomenal chiddush. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Just to clarify, I didn't realize it's the actual growth of the less than 1/200. numbers, that itself is also not historical gross to one third.
That's correct. You need you have a wheat field next to grape field. Yes, that is not key lime.
It doesn't oyster both fields, but also it's not the mixture itself is less than two thirds. That's also not.
Let's say you have a fence, you have a wheat field and a grape field. Yes, and the fence falls down, and you leave it alone for a day. If in that day, in that 24-hour period, it grows 1/200 together, then they will become an issue of key lime.
Less than 1/200 would be the actual mixture itself is not key lime?
No, it's not. It's not. That's the Gemara says of Pesach. It must be mosif together 1/200. So that is the, you guys got that? You got to get that. You had a wheat field, you have a grape vineyard, and there's a fence. No problems. No issue. The fence falls down, and you wait a day, and within that 24-hour period, there's a growth of 1/200, then there will be an Isra of Kilayim. Ben, you got it?
So then, so once it becomes 1/200, then there's no Bittul? Is that what that concept's saying?
Then it's too late, and there's an Isra of Kilayim formed already, correct. But as it's creeping to 1/200, what's less than 1/200? 1/400, let's say, yes? As it's creeping to 1/200, how do you ever get to 1/200? Let it become nullified under the wheat that's okay and under the grape that's okay. So the Rabbi comes through with this unbelievable pshat. He says, heter beheter is not bottle. The wheat itself is not us yet. The grape itself is not us yet. So we say heter beheter is not bottle. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm still a little confused. Meaning, so if they come together and it's 1/400...
No. If they come together, it'll be 1/200, and then you have the Issur of Kilayim already formed.
But I'm saying before that.
Yes. What I'm saying to you, I'm challenging you. How do you ever get to 1/200? As it grows a little bit, 1/900, 1/800. Let it always get nullified in the original wheat.
Right.
So it blocks, let it get to zero, that it never gets any growth. Just like when we poured the wine, the barrel of Yain Netzach into the kosher wine in the vat, in the boar, we said it became kosher because kama bottle. So they say the same thing here. It never gets to the 1/400 because it becomes what? It becomes nullified under that wheat and grape. The original one. So it goes 1/900. No, it's back to zero. 1/800, back to zero. It keeps going back to zero. You keep pulling the thing back. It's like a tug of war, right? It's like there's the opposite of friction, right? It's like you keep pulling it backward. It never grows. So Ravan says that's ridiculous. Because after the heter lo batel, it can't nullify it. Because each thing on its own is mutter. Each thing is on its own is mutter. Lamai said, what'd you say?
You mean each 1/400th or whatever it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Even the grape and the wheat mixture is mutter. It's not usher yet. And a grape and a wheat is mutter. Like Jake said, the basar and the chalav on their own is heter beheter. It only becomes awesome if you cook them together. In fact, the Gemara says if you soaked a piece of meat in milk all day, it's mutter because it was cold. The issa is only created with a cooking. The issa of kilayim is only created with this growth. So they're asking, how do you get to that growth? So one answer is you get to it because it goes naturally. I need a mice to babak. I didn't build a wall. I interrupted it. Those are the two answers before. The third answer is you don't say bittul and heter beheter. This is the chiddush the Ramban. Yes, go ahead, Jake.
On the question of the Tosfos, when he talks about growing without a hefsek, I don't understand how pouring the wine is considered to have a hefsek, where you could say, no bittul. Is that from the case where you pour the barrel of wine like drop by drop?
No, but what's the difference in that case? Because one's usher, one's mutter. Right? One's usher, one's mutter. The vat is mutter wine. Yeah. The yayin neskach is usher wine. So there's a clash already there. So the second I pour drop by drop, the isser wine gets nullified by the heter wine. And I transform it to become mutter. I could say bittul in that case.
If you pour the whole thing at one time, does that change anything?
So the Gemara says if you do it in one shot, maybe you don't say kama bottle. There is a line in the Gemara there that says that. So let's assume you're doing drop by drop.
So okay. Each time it goes in, it's...
Each time, even though at the end of the day, exactly, even though at the end of the day you might have more Yai Nesach wine, well, let's assume you're doing it drop by drop. According to the Gemara, if you pour it all in one, it won't work, correct.
But what's the idea behind how that works?
It's a notion of bittul, of nullification.
And
The Chiddush of Bittul comes from Acher Rab Lahatos. We follow the Rov. Tzruli, Rashi says in Chulin Sadi Chesem and Beis. And not only do we follow Rov, we follow Bittul Rov. Okay? And it's a phenomenal Chiddush, but that's what the Ramban really is driving at here. But there's got to be a clash and a conflict in order to say it. And that's what he coins this phrase, Heter Behetel. Heter Behetel. Now, there is one more Nakud in the Ramban. There are two more Nakudas I want to mention in this Ramban. The next one is, the Ramban goes ahead in Dibra Maskol Yesh Cholkin. It's a long Ramban. It's really not that long. But the Ramban quotes another Shita. Please get it, which I want you to get. He calls it the Yesh Cholkin, that says that Tosus Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. And you do combine the two stages. He quotes a Yesh Beforshu. It's a Dibra Maskol Yesh Cholkin. Please get it. That says, Mamish Lehefech of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, the reason why the Brisa said Shtei Pa'amim was to tell me that they do combine. And you don't say the fence is Mabapul. It's amazing. So the Ramban basically quotes a Shita that says, the reason why it says Gedor twice is to tell you, Pum Fakir the Rabbeinu Tam, that you do add the two stages. This is the Ramban, the Ramasku Yesh Cholkin, that quotes a Yesh Meforshim. Yes, that says this. Amazing, no? He says that Gedor Lomaisa, the fact that Rashi said Gedor Nifritza two times and says Gedor is Lomaisa, the Tosefus we show is Mistar for the Shni, the Aser, the Laomrik is Shagadar Mispatel. We don't say when the fence is what? We don't say when the when you put up the fence is Mispatel Mashisvasva Adkan. Okay? We say it combines and we want to make sure it won't get to the 200.
Rabbi.
So put the fence up. Yes, put the fence up so it won't get to 200 because they do add up together. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ariel.
I'm sorry for interrupting before, but
no, go ahead.
I that can't be the popular opinion because
right. That's
I'm assuming that that's saying that that we all assumed before that when every single time that we build a fence that it bottles everything before. But the obvious assumption is that that no matter what, it's just going to continually grow and grow and grow.
Right, this sheet, well said, this sheet is assuming that that's wrong. It, when you build a fence, it doesn't nullify. He's saying Rabbeinu Tam is mamish wrong. And the reason why Yosef is saying is we're saying rush. You better rush to build a fence because it accumulates. It accumulates, Yosef. I don't think it's so difficult. It's a completely different approach. It's saying build the fence a second time so it doesn't accumulate to get to 1-200s. Because you don't start from zero again when you build a fence.
I feel like that's a little. Again, the Ramban knows way more than I do.
I don't think that's a push-up shot. But he quotes a Yesh Meforshim that says it. Okay.
Okay.
He quotes a Yesh Meforshim that says it. So I want you to know it. I hear you. It might not be the push-up shot, but I don't think it's so crazy that you could say that. In fact, you know. The bottom line is that, you know, you better make sure that they don't add together.
But how does he explain the idea that before this, before we said Gador, we never saw Gador, that we assumed that if you put up the wall, that it will halt the connection between the two?
We don't assume that. He's arguing on that. I'm glad you're pointing that out. He's arguing on that lumbus. That was only according to Tysus that it nullified him. The Ramban, according to this Yesh Meforshim that the Ramban is quoting, says that that is wrong. We only assume that according to Tysus. He's arguing on the premise of that and saying it's not true. And you better build it because it does accumulate and it's going to be a problem. That's what the Ramban says in Dibra Maskol Yesh Cholkin.
I understand, but I'm saying that if we have to say this, if we have to say Shtei Pa'amim and Gador, that means that before this, we would have thought that if we put up the wall, it halted the connection.
No, not necessarily. We told them to do it once. It didn't reach 1-200 at the first time. So we tell them to put up a second time because it's growing and growing. And not only that, it's growing and growing, and you can add on the first stage.
But I feel like the assumption is that, of course, if the wall falls, that it's just going to continue. And that's why we said Gador, Gador.
Right, but what it's not clear from the Brisa, which is an open Nakuda, which is argued upon in the Rishonim now, is exactly that. Do you say it accumulates or not? Does it accumulate or do you start over? Does the clock start over at zero once you build a fence? That's the Nakuda. We have been describing Corey Tyson. This Yeshua Forsman Rabban says blows everything out of the water and says no. And says that you do combine it together, and that's what he's driving at. It's a tremendous finish.
But Rebbe, this conversation would have never gotten off the ground if we didn't say Shtei Pa'am and Gador. Before this, we would have just assumed that it was always growing, which would make me think that because we've said Shtei Pa'am and Gador, that Rabbeinu Tam is right.
Okay, but I'm saying there's a different way of looking at it by saying that you better quickly put up the second fence because we combine what happened before and what happened now. So I hear what you're saying, but there's definitely a plausible way of reading. Okay?
Okay.
And that's what the Ramban is presenting. So we got to get this. Okay? We got to get this. And this leads us to the final point in the Ramban, which you must get also as well, which really opens the door, which we have to get to the end of Shir. I want you to get clear. And that is that the Ramban quotes a case in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis that says if you have onion of Shvi's, we're in Shvi's here right now. Let's say you have an onion of Shvi's and you plant it, and it was detached, and you plant it in the eighth year, next year. You replant it in the ground, the onion of Shvi's, and Rabu Gidula Valikaro. And the eighth-year growth now becomes more of a majority than the actual onion itself. What is the din alach lamais? So you know what the Gemara says, the Ramban proves from there, that the gidul of the eighth year is mutter and the ikar is aser. The ikar onion, the new growth eighth year it's mutter, but the onion remains aser. And we don't say what? What do we say from there? We don't say kama kama batel. Please get this down. We don't say kama kama batel. Why don't we say kama kama batel? What would kama kama batel mean in that case? Yeah. It would be usher. Because the eighth year would be subsumed under the growth of the seventh year onion. Get this down, Cerulli. And the whole thing would be usher. But what is the Ramban saying here, Arya? I want you guys to get this. You guys got to get this. I wrote a whole stick of Torah on this once. Okay? I wrote all Shtigl Torah on this once, many years ago. Okay? I would like to publish it one day, be better. But what is the Chiddush? What do you think the Chiddush is? What are you doing here? Are you making something mutter or making something usher? Arye, what are you doing? No, you're saying that it should. What would you be doing if you would have said kama kama bata? You would have made it usher. Normally in halacha, what do we normally think Bitta Barov always does, guys? What does Bitta Barov always accomplish? Making something mutter. Excellent, Jay. Bitta Barov always usually leads something to be mutter. You got the what? You got the chillin' with a drop of milk. Well, I have enough chillin', it's mutter. I have three hamburgers, two are kosher, one is not. One is a quarter pounder, I don't know which one it is. It's mutter. Bitta Barov makes it mutter. Bittul Barov always makes something mutter. The question is, can Bittul Barov be Mosif Chaluyos? What does Mosif Chaluyos mean? What does the word Mosif Chaluyo? What does Chaluyo mean? Status, Chalos, and Halacha. Something that's usher in the world of Halacha means something. Something that's mutter means nothing. Okay, I might have to say a bracha on it. I have three hamburgers and two are mutter, one is usher. Yes? Bitta Barov, I'm allowed to eat it. It doesn't mean anything in the halachic world. Okay, I say a bracha, fine. But it doesn't mean anything. But when you say Bitta Barov makes something usher, let's say the Prima Gadim has a suffix in your day. Let's say I have three hamburgers and two are usher and one is not. Can I say Bitta Barov to make all three usher? He says, I'm not sure. Because maybe Bitta Barov, can it be Mosef Chaluyos or not? Maybe Bitta Barov cannot imbue a status on it. Well, now, Isser and Mitzvah is the same thing. Let's say, for example, I have 10 strings of Sitzis. 7 were spun Lishman, 3 were not. Get it down. The only Yotin has a Savik. Do I say Bitta Barov and say all 10 now are Lishman? Mitzvah has a Savik. I have 10 boxes of Matzah. 7 were Lishman, 3 weren't. I got it mixed up. Can I say that the Rav say all 10 are done lishma? In the world of Allah, mitzvah is a chaluyos. Isser and mitzvah are chaluyos. Something that's mutter has no chaluyos. So maybe that the Rav is only in a situation where something becomes mutter. But can I say that the Rav to create chaluyos? To imbue a status on something. Can I do that or not? Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure. Oni Yonta says, you can't. To make all ten strings. The Prima Gunam says, I'm not sure with the three amateurs, two Osir being one, what, Mutter? What do you see from this Ramban? What does the Ramban say? What does he say? You have an onion in the sheath here. You replant it in the eighth year, and there's more growth of the eighth year over the seventh year. And what is the din? The onion remains usher, the new growth is mutter. Why don't you say kama kama bottle? What is he? What would kama kama bottle do? He says you don't see kama kama bottle there. Why not? Because it's a natural growth. And if it's a natural growth, you don't say kama kama bottle. In the case of Avodah Zarah wine, you're pouring it in. It's not natural. Anything that's natural, don't say kama kama bottle. 1 second here. But what would have been the result if you would have said kama kama bottle? What would have been the result if you would have said kama kama bottle?
Kilayim.
That the whole onion would be what? The whole onion would be usher. That the eighth year gets subsumed under the seventh year, which is usher. Therefore, you're saying bittul barov to what? To be motzif chaluyos. This Ramban is a collector's item. The Ramban says you do say bittul barov. Kama kama bottle bittul barov is the same thing. Bittul barov lahosif chaluyos. You would have said, I want you to get this, you would have said that the butzel is shvis, right? The gidula is shminis, and the din is that it's mutter, the eighth year growth, and the seventh year remains usher. But why don't you say below omrim, he says, below omrim, kama butzel. You don't say kama butzel. Why? Because it's what? It grows bela. It's going all gobble the Aleph. You don't say that when things grow by themselves. Okay, but if it wasn't for that answer, you would have said it, what, truly. You would have said kama kama bubble. And what would have been the result? That the whole thing would have been what? Usher, yes? The eighth year growth, even though physically it's more, would have been subsumed in the sheets. It would have been usher. You see that the Ramban's writing black and white that he would have said fit to roll to be Moshe Chaluyos. Many Rishonim argue on that and say, no, we would never do that. You have no raya from this case. We never would say bit the rov to be Moshe Chaluyos, ever. Yes, go ahead, Ari.
In the case of the three hamburgers
and
two are trained, is there really an
alchemina
or not?
Sure, how many malchuses are you going to get? If I have two hamburgers and one's awesome, what does the Rosh say? I can eat all three together, we learn. This is Nepech Lehetter. So if you have two, three and two is us and one is not. If I ate three all together, I get a three malchuses.
Why are you allowed home?
Would I be chayv malchus three times? Depends on that issue. So the Ramban is saying, theoretically, I have no problem saying bittul barovos of lizer. All 10 of those citrus strings would be considered good. Only Yonah says, that's ridiculous. You can't be mosif chaluyos. A lot of other Rishonim say that's ridiculous. But the Ramban here in Bava Basar, Beizim and Aleph, which is not your daya. This is Mizikin, Baba Basra. This is a collector's item. This one line of the Ramban. Okay? Yes, Joseph, go ahead.
Oh, you. One color.
I just mean the topic. Statuses. Can Biltabrov create statuses? And in the world of Allah, statuses are things that are usher or things that are mitzvah. I'll give you another example. Rashi seems to say in Sukkah, we're coming towards Sukkahs. Let's say you have kosher schach. Yes? And you got some non-kosher stock that's mixed in. Rashi seems to say, you say, bit the world and transforms them all to be what? All to be kosher stock. You see, bit the world changes something in a halachic rule. It makes them all kosher. Something that's usher and mitzvah are chaluyos, guys. Who says that bit the world can be used in that situation? So I wanted to suggest a marker for this Ramban that it could be used in what? Chaluyos situations. What is the marker of bittul barov? I told you before. What's the marker? Acher Rav Nahatos. We follow Beis Din, the role of Beis Din. Yes. We file the roll with the basin. Basin says X wins, Y loses. We file the roll. 2 of 3. What is the famous Rabbeinu Yochai's kasha in Mordechai? I think we saw it in Kulam. What does he ask? On Daf Yudim and Aleph. There's a famous klal that what? Kokavua. Kemechsa mechsa domi. The basin sits in front of a desk. They're kavua. How do you ever go bust a roll of Dayanim? Why don't you say it's 50-50? Is that amazing kasha? Rabbeinu Yochai, Mordechai Chulin asked that kasha. There's a klal called Kokavua Kemechsa mechsa domi. You familiar with this klal? Subis Tetvavim and Aleph. If you have 10 stores, 9 are kosher meat and 1 is not. I buy a piece of meat from one of the stores, yo, so I come home, I don't remember which one I bought it from. I cannot eat it. What do you mean? It was 9 to 1. Doesn't make a difference. The suffix was born in the situation where all the stores were kavu in a set place. There's exerts a custom that says it makes it 50-50. You heard of the klal? Kol kavua kemechsa mechsa domi. Let's write it down. Kol kavua. Guys, let's get it. Kol kavua. Kemechsa al mechsa domi. Okay? Makes it 50-50. So how do you ever have a psychopath on head? You're sitting behind a desk. They're stationary. See, if I find the piece of meat in the street, what's the famous call? Called a parish? Meruva parish. Excellent, Jake. If it's separated from its place of origin, we assume it came from what? Came from the kosher stores. You got that call? I'll write it down also. Called a parish. If it's separated from the place of origin, if it's separated, called a parish Meruva, Meruva parish. We assume it came from the road. The 9 stores are kosher, it's kosher. But if I bought the piece of meat, I come home, and I don't remember which I bought it from, then the latest I saw was at the Plaza Stores, which is 50-50. Now. So how do you ever follow road with a Beis Din? It's Kavua. What's the answer? Their Dibor, exactly. Their Dibor is 90. Their Dibor, their sock is 90. The Dibor that comes out of their mouths is Porish. And 90. 90 means it moves, in a sense. So very good, truly. So therefore, that's called a parish miruah part. They're deeper that comes out of the mouth. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that binding in halacha, psaka based? Of course it is. There's a status. Mr. X has got to pay. Mr. Y should get the money. That's a halos. So I want to say that the mocker of Bitterov stems from the concept where there is a halos. So therefore, you could use the notion of Bitterov in issues of what? Kaluyos.
Wouldn't that support the Ramban?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That would support the Ramban. And the other sheikhs would say, no, it's just a mocker lemaisa. It doesn't mean that there's a chalos. They just have to follow. X has to follow and pay, Y gets the money. That's all. But I want to say there is a real chalos with it. And if there is a chalos with it, then you could say he's bit the Ramban, the most of chalos. So that's the chiddush nifla that we want to point out from this Ramban. Okay? That's on the Ramban. This line, I gave it to you in Seder. I'm going to read you the Lashon. He says, "Ahinu da'arim min adarim and zayinis batzol shoshvi shenata b'shminis v'rabu gidul of alikaro mahu gidul of heter v'ikaro aser kevet shirabu gidul of mutter. Since there's more growth eighth year, it's mutter. Lor min rishon rishon batzol hasam nami sof gidul and love all. It's natural. So since it's natural, we don't say kama kama batzol. What would the other Rishonim say to that?" What do you think the other Rishonim would say to that? Why do you think the din is that it's mutter? Arye, what would they say? If you argue with the Ramban, they don't say Bittur Rov is Mosef Chaluyos. Why would they say it's mutter? You tell me, why is it mutter? Because you don't say Bittur Rov to make something usher. That's why the Gedulav remain mutter. Right? That's why the Ramban says I have to stand on my head and say, why don't you say Kama Kama Bako? Because why? Because it naturally is going to grow, right? If it's naturally going to grow, we don't say what becomes nullified. According to the other Rishonim, you know why it's mutter? It's because you can't say kama kama batel. Why can't you say kama kama batel? Because I never say kama kama batel to answer something or to make it into a mitzvah. You have no raya, they would say to the Ramban. You understand what I'm saying, Jake? The other Rishonim say you don't have to say because it naturally grows, and that's why we don't say kama kama batel. You know why we don't say kama kama batel? Because we don't say kama kama batel to answer something. In the case of Avodah Zarah, what will we say? You're making a mutter. You're pouring the yayin nesek yayin into the kosher wine. The kosher wine's mutter. That's fine. That's but the road makes that thing mutter. But to create an isser, that's a different story. Who says that's true? That's a major machlokes in Rishon. And the Ramban by us on Basad Abbez is making a statement on that. Okay? So this is the pshat we did in Shir, the Tosis, the Reed, the Rabbeinu Tam. And on that Rabbeinu Tam, we had the Tosis of Avakam and the Ramban that gave these three answers. And then we had on this Nakuda of the Ramban. Ramban actually quotes Yesh Beforshim that argues on the whole sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. But Lamaisa Ramban makes a stunning statement here that Bit the Rav could be Moshe Chalius. Yes, Yosef, go ahead. I couldn't hear what you said.
I remember it's in the Raya.
Raya of what?
The Ramban.
What does the Ramban say? You have onions in the seventh year. You have growth in the eighth year. What's the din? Right. And you don't say kama kama bottle. What would the result of kama kama bottle been? Why? That means he's assuming Bit the Rav can create what? Chaluyos. Can create Isurim. You're saying Bit the Rav to make something usher. So why don't you say it? Because it naturally grows. You know what the other Rishonim would say to him? You don't say it because Bit the Rav cannot be Moshe Chaluyos. That's why you would not say it. Not because it naturally grows. Okay? This is a phenomenal chiddush. Please get the examples down. I want you to know all of them. The Primogum is something by the hamburgers, the Onigata by the sitzes, the Mechazchinuch by the matzes. Yes? And Rashi and Sukkah by the what? By the Schach. On Testament Bays, Rashi and Sukkah.
Where did they come from?
Where did the what? It's a Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun Zayin, and Bays. The din is that it's the eighth year's mutter, the Gotzel's usher. Question is, how do you arrive at that? Yes? The Rabban says you arrive at it, you don't say Kamakabala because it naturally grows. The other is don't say you arrive at it because you don't say what but the Rav, to be most of Chaluyos. And therefore, whatever is there is there. It's mutter, and that's it. Eighth year is mutter, and the seventh year, the batzel remains usher. Okay? The onion will be usher, the gross will be mutter. Gross mutter, the onion's usher. Okay. Great to see everyone. Let's stop for everybody.